As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, November the 11th, Veterans Day 2011, two-hour broadcast. I've become vocal local. Coming at you live as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is still William Roberts, I think. I'll go check in the mirror. Always good news. Well, we've got some good news today. Some hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. What a wonderful world that radicalism is. Anyway, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Don't find to find much else on that website lately. Anyway, one of these days I might do something with the website. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, you can also pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news. Wow. What an outpouring of email I've gotten this week, and I thank you for that. But you can do it as well at bvlhost@centurytel.net. I've got my reading cut out for me for the weekend. Anyways, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Questions, comments, you can shoot them to me at bvlhost@centurytel.net, and I'll try and respond to those that are sent in good faith. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me. Now, I say this every morning. Had a question in the chat room. Post my post office box. My contact information is can be found at becomevocallocal.com. But listen up for all of those of you out there in the terrestrial world. William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. If you'd like to, you know, make out your checks and send them in faith, we'll take your love offerings. Yep, that's right. Every check this morning received over $1 million. We'll even send you out a prayer cloth. That's right. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Yep, they're all carrying the broadcast this morning, as far as my browser tells me. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals traverse a narrow band. The ETFs are gaining ground. Equities in the U.S. dollar index is up, and all of that will be in our market report for this morning. Ron Paul, CNBC poll results for polls. Yeah, yeah, that's what they say. China, Canada, timber, it's all in the news. Sudan, oil crisis, or the origins of Veterans Day. We'll go into that. We've got time. We'll go into August Compton positivism, perhaps in the second hour as well. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. We'll go to our market report for this morning. Good news for the gold bugs, I guess. Gold is up $6.90 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time out of New York City. $1,764.90, coming in opening a little lower than it was yesterday. But at $1,764.90, your gold is still off $158.80 an ounce from that $1,923.70 futures high on the 6th of September. But starting out this morning, up $6.90 at $1,764.90, and it sounds mighty good to me. Silver this morning off 11 cents at $33.92. Platinum up $6 at $16.26, and palladium flat at $6.47.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back on our Friday, November the 11th, 11-11 of an 11-2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. The Earth's still revolving. The sun is still hanging up there. Well, anyway, I guess numerology and all that stuff just doesn't work out. We'll see. Keep your fingers crossed, I guess. Don't step on a crack or break your mother's back. Anyway, 11-11-11. Let's just have it come and go without any incident. That would be nice. Thank you. Anyway, I'm back into our market report for this morning. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold up $6.90 a troy ounce at $1,764.90, silver off 11 cents at $33.92, platinum up 6 at $16.26, and palladium flat on an early trade so far at $647. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, kind of doing the tighten up. About a $15 spread, the low is at $1,758.80 and the high at $1,775.40. But at $1,764.90, your gold is up year to year $355.50 for a 25.23% return on your investment. And the banker down the street won't tell you about that, but we will right here on Become Vocal Local. The London Gold Fix this morning, they set the price at $1,764. And we were right on top of it at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I should say, an hour ago. The SPDR gold shares this morning moves up 1.52 metric tons. They claim to be holding in their electronic treasure chest $1,268.67 metric tons. Not dollars, metric tons. at $71.6 billion worth at these spot prices. Whether they have the gold or not is anybody's guess, but that's what they're claiming, and if they said it, I believe it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 113 at 11,894. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 26.25, and the S&P 500 closed up 11, more 11s, my goodness, at 1,240. This morning, crude oil up 32 cents at $98.10 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 25 basis points at 77.39. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership trade-weighted basket of currencies. You know, little Timmy's got his basket. That's the USDX. We got ours. The Canadian loonie this morning off 20 basis points at 98 cents. Still 2 cents, fully 2 cents below parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso kind of going into the hoppers here. Up 63 basis points and yet still barely hanging on to that 7-cent peg. You can pick up pesos at 13.4581 pesos per dollar. So go ahead, fill up your pockets with pesos at 7 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 26 basis points at $1.37. The British pound up 4 basis points at $1.60. And the Swiss franc, wow, these 11s, up 15 basis points at $1.11. Anyway, we'll skip the bond market for this morning and the mortgage market. The gold-to-silver ratio is at 52.02 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold. And your Dubai Gold Futures contract is at $17.72, up $11.50 for a 0.65% gain so far. And the trading, let's go into the Econo Day calendar, see what we've got for today. Basically, yesterday we had the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index come out after the broadcast. The EIEIO Natural Gas Report came out as well. A lot more happened. Benjamin Shalom spoke at about the same time we were on the air yesterday. Didn't get much from that. They had a bond auction, Treasury budget, Fed balance sheet. That Fed balance sheet, you got to watch that. Balance sheet tells you one thing. Income statement tells you another thing. And if you don't go in and do all of the study for your accounting, you're not going to know what's going on in all of the various funds and charts and ledgers down below it. So what they put out front is not necessarily what the real deal is. This morning, the consumer sentiment is out. It is Veterans Day. It is a holiday. Stock market is open. The bond market and banks are closed. And later today, John Williams is going to speak. Janet Yellen is going to yell out from San Francisco as well. Let's look and see what we've got here. In the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index from yesterday, consumer confidence was little improved last week. I guess that just about sums it up. At a level that is within reach of an all-time low, as Americans stayed pessimistic. So regardless of whatever they put up on Fox News or any of the other talking head type medias, the level is not looking good. It reached an all-time low as Americans stayed pessimistic about the economy and their personal finances, and it doesn't take a rocket science to figure that out anyway. Let's see if we can refresh this particular screen. Here we go. Consumer sentiment is holding on to its strong gains in the last half of October, coming in at a 64.2 for the mid-month November reading. This compares with an implied 64.3 reading in the last half of last month and a 60.9 reading for all of October. Gains are centered in the most important component, which is the leading component of expectations, which, compared to all of October, is up more than 54 points at 56.2. In all of those words, that didn't tell us anything. Let's go to the next one. What can I say, man? If you're in the words business, people just write words. Sinoforest confirms a probe by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So if they're not forking their horses, they're out probing the Sinoforest. Well, anyway, this kind of carries on from our discussion about Grant County and Sheriff Glenn Palmer up there in the high mountains in timber country. But this is in Canada. David Scanlon and Kevin Bell writing this one. Collaboratively for Bloomberg, Sinoforest Corp. confirmed the Royal Canadian Mounted Police has begun a criminal investigation to determine whether the Chinese timber producer has defrauded investors. Why are the Chinese logging Canadian lumber and timber, huh? Somebody want to tell us that one? Why aren't the Canadians? Why aren't our good Canucks in the Northland logging their own timber. Yeah, though they're probably felling the trees, but the Chinese are walking away with the profits. Sino Forest is cooperating with the Ontario Securities Commission and the RCMP's investigations. Sarah Rivers, the company spokesman, said by email today. Sarah Rivers. You know, it's not Hu Jintao or his sister. It's Sarah Rivers. Well, I don't know. Joan Rivers, probably just an assumed name. The OSC suspended trading of Sino Forest on the Toronto Stock Exchange in August. And it goes on, talks about that. They knew or should have known that there was a fraud. Sino Forest executives have denied the allegations. Carolyn Shaw Remington, a spokeswoman for the OSC, said in an email yesterday that the regulator was, quote, has, quote, referred to the matter to the RCMP and the OSC as investigation is going on, ongoing. Toronto-based OSC, on September the 8th, extended the trading ban on Sino Forest shares to January the 25th, as it investigates allegations of fraud at the company. Short seller Carson Block's Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters. I've watched Muddy Waters perform live several times in my life. Anyway, I used to have a pretty good gig going anyway. Sino Forest has established an independent committee of directors to examine and respond to the Muddy Waters report. Well, the water's getting pretty muddy up there. Let's go on to the next one. U.S. review delay may doom the Trans-Canada Keystone Pipeline. Flared, he says. Been following this pipeline, this Keystone XL pipeline, and it's still on rocky ground. We'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
We all know that Verkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verkey Guy offers amazing specials for Verkey Water Filtration Systems. The Verkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verkey Light System today, complete with two black Verkey elements for only $231, and the Verkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verkey Light, the Verkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So back into the Bloomberg website, we go looking at this article, U.S. review delay may doom the Trans-Canada Keystone Pipeline. You know, they're talking about thousands of jobs. Yeah. But apparently they didn't check very well with the people in Nebraska, and the green weenies poured out in droves, surrounded the White House with their artificial pipe, and I guess it was supposed to be a pretty good representation from what I've heard. Anyway, things are not looking too good for the pipeline. The decision to delay it that long is actually quite a crucial decision. I'm not sure this project would survive that kind of a delay. It's going to be over a year, maybe. It's a $7 billion project. Flaherty said yesterday in an interview at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Honolulu. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Honolulu. You want to find out more about that? Go up and visit with Vicki Davis. She's got it all wired up there, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, at www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. It may mean that we may have to move quickly to ensure that we can export our oil to Asia through British Columbia. Of course, Flaherty is Canada's finance minister. The deferral on the Keystone XL is a blow to the government of the Prime Minister of Stephen Harper, who called U.S. approval of the pipeline a no-brainer. Of course, if it doesn't come across the U.S., it's going to go to Asia through British Columbia. And that may not be such a good idea. As I mentioned before, earlier in the week, looking at the map, looking at the direction, this thing could very well come along one of the routes originally planned for the NASCO corridor. But nonetheless, it would provide a pipeline all the way from Alberta, which is just the neighboring, you go from the Pacific Ocean into British Columbia and from British Columbia into Alberta. So it's just about as close to Pacific as we're going to get on this particular deal, but it would easily provide a hub or a route where we could connect the Alaska oil pipeline to that, and that would be a good thing. If we could tie all those together, we could get our North Slope oil off of the water southeastern Alaska. I'm trying to think of what the bays are. It's been a long time since I've studied our state map. I grew up in Alaska, as you know. But anyway, nevertheless, it would be a way that we could put that Alaskan oil all the way down to the Cushing Hub and to the refineries in Texas. The deferral on Keystone XL, again, is a blow to the government of the Prime Minister Stephen Harper. The State Department said yesterday it will study an alternative route to avoid environmentally sensitive areas in Nebraska. Of course, it's the farmers and the people that live down there. They're concerned about the Sandhills area and the Ogallala Aquifer that supplies water to 1.5 million people. All right? So that's that story. Then I'd like to go on to the good news. We have a couple of taxes that were going to be on the ballot, that were on the ballot. And on Tuesday, the voters turned out and we defeated those taxes. So for all those of you doomsdayers and end of the worlders that say there's no reason to vote, I say fall on that. And we were able to do the job. And here's the little report coming out of the local newspaper. It says, on Tuesday, Barry Countyans voted against a pair of sales taxes designed to support county law enforcement and emergency services. This is your E911 and your county sheriff's department. More cars, more trucks, more handcuffs, more tasers, right? Less than 21% of the county's registered voters visited area polls on November the 8th. All right, talk about grim. Less than 21% of the county's registered voters, okay, turned out. So this is how you can be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. If you organize yourself, sometimes you can actually do things on the ballot. But nevertheless, the 3/16 cent of a law enforcement sales tax placed on the special election ballot by the Barry County Commission received a total of 1,983 yes votes and 2,201 no votes. You see, so every vote counts. 1983 to 2201, but of course the majority prevails, which means a 52.61% of the voters opposed the tax. the 1/8% emergency services sales tax, which was placed on the ballot by the Berry County E911 Emergency Services Board, fared about the same. The issue received 1,988 yes votes and 2,194 no votes. And it was a special election. There was nothing else on the ballot, just up or down on these taxes, and they went down in flames. The Monett jurisdiction, this is a the city north of me. I'm very close to Cassville, and there's been a long-going feud between Cassville and Monett in this small, rural, southwest Missouri county for dominance in the commercial zone. And Monett, they came out. The Monett jurisdiction overwhelmingly voted against both issues. Of the 281 residents who participated in the election, 78.6 voted against the county issue, and 81.49% voted against the 911 issue. All right? So they just basically shot them down. Well, one of our local supporters, a chair pro tem of the Ozark Property Rights Congress in Berry County, came under a little bit of fire from the county clerk, and I think it's totally inappropriate. And we'll be looking into that. We've got an invitation to both the county clerk and the county commissioners to come to our next meeting, which is coming up next week. We'll give you a report on that. But this is the ad that we ran in the newspaper. It says, tax enough already. You know, that's the Tea Party line, so we might as well use it. Tax enough already. Vote no on the proposed sales tax increase. The Berry County commissioners want to increase the taxes you pay. Aren't you taxed enough already? The idea that we can spend our way to prosperity doesn't work in our checkbook, and it doesn't work in our governments either. Sound familiar? Flawed tax and spend policies have driven our nation deep into recession. Unemployment and foreclosed homes are widespread. These same policies now threaten the financial future of Berry County. We're playing on everything there that's in the local news. Debt incurred by this generation ought not be passed to the next. Are we being asked to write checks our children cannot afford to pay? And you can just go up and look at the debt clock on that one. Berry Countyans are being asked to vote an additional 3/16 sales tax increase on top of the alleged existing 1/2 cent sales tax. Just giving them some numbers. This 37.5% increase will place an additional $500,000 at the disposal of the Berry County Commission, seemingly without guidance. And again, this is in the newspaper in an ad. Austerity is the new buzzword. Everyone is pinching pennies just to make ends meet. Not so for the government agencies. Just spend, spend, spend. How can the taxpayers of Berry County be sure that the policies and planning which precipitated this financial crisis will not be continued? Question mark. How can we be sure the boards and commissions tasked with spending these monies will now practice austerity? Question mark. To ensure accountability and increased oversight of public funds, the Berry County Chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress seeks a forensic audit of Berry County finances. Vote no on Tuesday. Say no to the proposed sales tax increase. Well, it cost us a little bit, got a little bit of limelight there, but it's also going to give us a little bit of trouble as they are going to cause some of the members of the organization. I guess you can't even call it an organization. We're not a membership organization. I guess you could say we're like a loosely associated society of concerned property people, people that have an interest in private property rights. Why shouldn't we? But anyway, so I went up and did a little bit here, a little bit of research, just briefly. It was a very carefully chosen word, that forensic accounting. Forensic accounting has a tendency to really scare the crap out of government, just to be blunt, and anybody else, of course, big business corporations. But forensic accounting, and you can find this up on Wikipedia. I could share some stuff with you out of the Black's Law Dictionary and elsewhere, but this is easy. You can find it for yourself. Get it from Wikipedia. Forensic accounting. Forensic accounting is the specialty practice area of accountancy. Remember, we've been studying, you know, the principles of accounting from Noble, which is where I got this idea of forensic accounting in my mind. But anyway, forensic accounting is a specialty practice area of accountancy that describes engagements that result from actual or anticipated disputes or litigation. That means you're going to have an idea that there's something wrong, there's something amiss. Forensic means suitable for use in a court of law. And it is to that standard and potential outcome that forensic accountants generally have to work. Forensic accountants, also referred to as forensic auditors or investigative auditors, often have to give expert advice at the eventual trial. And this is much the same direction that Ron Paul would like to see us go as regards to the Federal Reserve System. Forensic accounting. Dig in deep and go into all the books.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So the long story and the short story is that our county clerk may have overstepped his bounds by looking into the tax records and the financial records of a couple of the people that regularly attend our meetings. And in that case, you know, it's you have to ask whether this is like some kind of punitive retribution or overstepping, finding out what their, you know, subject matter jurisdiction. The county clerk is the election authority, all right? Maybe an abuse of his power as an election authority to walk around inside of the county offices and ask for inquiries into individuals. But it's a kind of an abuse of power. His jurisdiction there is he's the election authority, all right, mostly. Even though if you go up on Mana.com, you will find that he's listed as the manager of the county of Barry. Kind of an unusual thing. You wouldn't expect it. But just from the Constitution of Missouri, Section 3, powers of the people over internal affairs, you know, he has taken an oath, supposedly, to uphold this document, that the people of this state have the inherent, sole, and exclusive right to regulate the internal government and police thereof, and to alter and abolish their constitution and the form of government whenever they deem it necessary to their safety and happiness, provided such changes be not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. And, of course, freedom of speech, evidence of truth, defamation and action, that no law shall be passed impairing the freedom of speech, no matter by what means communicated, that every person shall be free to say, to write, or publish, or otherwise communicate whatever he will on any subject, being responsible for all abuses of that liberty, and that in all suits and prosecutions for libel libel or slander, the truth thereof may be given in evidence, and in suits and prosecutions for libel, the jury, under the directions of the court, shall determine the law and the facts. And apparently, it's been a while since Gary Youngblood, the county clerk for Berry County, Missouri, has studied his constitution, but he may get a constitutional lesson when he arrives at our meeting. Anyway, back to the news articles here. I have to say, sometimes, you know, if you're not getting flack, you're not, as they say, over the target, and you just have to be bold, stand up, become vocal local right where you are, try and get out the vote on important issues, spread the word, be part of the information rather than the disinformation sphere, and get things done on the local level where you actually can take away the funding, if you will, of the FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning System and the GIS-GPS Global Governance System. All right? There are things we can do other than sitting out in the garage under a camouflage tarp with your 50 caliber BMG boxes of ammunition, storage food, and water filters. All right? We can actually be effective locally. So that's my good news to report. What's wrong with the EC-10? Generally don't go to these opinion pieces, but Amity Schles, writing this one for Bloomberg, Harvard's walkout students misunderstand economics. Well, I think we all misunderstand economics, and certainly even those at the county level misunderstand economics, and this is one of the reasons why. What's wrong with EC-10, she writes. The dozens of Harvard University undergrads, you know, I mean, it's a revolving door between Howard, darling, and the Fed. Isn't that where Benjamin Shalom taught last? How about Larry Summers, etc.? The dozens of Harvard University undergrads who walked out of the school's famous introductory economics course this month think they know. What's wrong with EC-10? What's wrong with the way Harvard teaches economics, darling? The students' general criticism is that EC-10, in which some 700 students were enrolled, espouses a specific and limited view of economics. Their specific criticisms are that economics is taught in this class, formerly called Economics 10, failed to prevent the financial crisis and does nothing to narrow the gap between the rich and the poor. All right? Made like a more diverse intro course that includes exposure to more progressive economic frameworks. And there's a bunch of them that are being discussed today. And if Harvard was up to speed, they would be bringing them in. And apparently they're not. Here's a quote. They always have to go to these personal opinion things. I'm someone who lives below the poverty line. I can say that. From time to time, it's nice to get my extension ladder out, tip it up on that poverty line, run it all the way up to the top, and climb up there and lean off the top rung, grab hold of the line, and look out and see what it looks like to live in the lap of poverty in America. But anyway, I'm someone, this is somebody else's quote, I'm someone who lives below the poverty line. My family's extremely poor. Wow. How did this individual get into Harvard? And having a class like this that promotes gaining at the expense of millions of people disturbs me and bothers me at my core. Close quote, said freshman Amanda Bradley, telling National Public Radio. Wow, that's amazing. She must be there on a grant or something. As for the eminent professor, an N. Gregory Mankiw, not Mankow, it's Man K-I-W, Mankiw. I don't know where he's from. The implication is that he's too politically conservative to have such authority over the minds of the future leaders, so we wonder now. Talking about politically conservative, you know, left, right, what a dialectic. Is there any conservatives? What's conservative today? What is radical, by the way? What is radical? It's getting back to the roots, baby. It's going back to where we're at. So to be philosophically radical is to be politically conservative in the minds of people like, oh, I don't know, Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson. The implication is he's too politically conservative to have such authority over the minds of future leaders, and that's important to understand. Because you get in there like this fellow here, this is Gregory, who is an eminent professor at Harvard, and you stay there tenure, and for 10 years or more, 20 years, 30 years sometimes, and retire there, you have the ability to impact the minds of entire generations, and particularly at Harvard and Yale and elsewhere. You're impacting the people that are going to be the decision makers, and you're laying down the foundation, the fundamentals, that they're going to build their whole life on based on what they thought they learned in college, which was good, and in some cases it's not. So it's very influential. That's how academia and government and big business and the law all work together. Mankiw is helping out Mitt Romney's campaign and served as an economic advisor to President George W. Bush. So, two strikes there, Gregory. Anyway, the students are correct that Harvard's economics instruction could use some diversifying, but not the kind they think. Right and wrong? Again, this is an opinion piece written by Amity Schlaes, S-H-L-A-E-S. Typically, eschew Amity. Amity Schlaes is a senior fellow in economic history at the Council on Foreign Relations and the author of the bestsellers, The Forgotten Man, A New History of the Great Depression and the Greedy Hand, Why Taxes Drive Americans Crazy. Just in case you want to know, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. But that's who's writing this article, so keep it in mind. Right and wrong? Let's start with where the protesters are correct. First, EC-10 is a defined and therefore limited course. As taught by Mankiw, a great talent, she writes, it conveys modern macro and microeconomics mostly through the prism of capitalism rather than through socialism or communism. It is also true that there is a gap in the U.S. between the rich and the poor, although whether that's a problem per se has to be debated. Third, and most important, macroeconomic theory did fail to predict the most recent recession. At Harvard in 2007, many professors and students took for granted that we were in an era of great moderation and that life should henceforth progress smoothly down the decades. In other words, we were just skipping along, you know, carrying our baskets full of flowers. What the students got wrong, or get wrong, is their proposed solution. There are two theories that could have predicted the financial crisis of 2008, and that have much to say about inequality. Neither of them would be considered progressive. One theory, now catch this, that's why I go through these articles so carefully. One theory laid out by Joseph Schumpeter. Anybody remember Joseph Schumpeter? Anybody spell Koch? Koch? K-O-C-H? Koch? Remember the Koch brothers' father? It was strongly influenced by the economic principles laid out by Joseph Schumpeter, and the Koch brothers have up on their website, you know, this idea, this notion, it's a banner, creative destruction. Creative destruction. Schumpeter, an Austrian economist who arrived at Ovid in 1927, warned that capitalism was, by nature, a form or method of economic change and not only never is, but never can be, stationary. So it's always in change. Highly volatile. Great busts would inevitably follow great booms. So this is your boom and bust cycle that you see coming out of the Federal Reserve. Schumpeter inspected the inequality that the EC-10 students abhor and liked it. Only when large gains are to be made do entrepreneurs take the risk necessary to create innovative products. All right? Nobody that I know goes into business to lose money. You go into business to make money. Money, money, money. And if you don't want to make money, you go on a sabbatical like I have. You live it. You take the vow of poverty, Dorothy. Only when large gains are to be made do entrepreneurs take the risks necessary to create innovative products, you know, like Steve Jobs. Schumpeter's fellow Austrian, Ludwig von Mises, noted that credit expansions and booms lead to misallocations of cash. Now we're right on top of the Ron Paul discussion at the debates when the few words he was allowed to say, that the polls have gotten pulled on CNBC there the other night. But now we're right back up on top of that, and we'll cover that right after this.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, the word that really Ron Paul and Ron Paul alone has brought into public usage these days, and here it is found in this paragraph. Schumpeter's fellow Austrian Ludwig von Mises noted that, and we shared a little bit out of his text, Socialism, just the other day, and we need to go back to him a little bit more, noted that credit expansions and booms and bust cycles, leads to misallocations of cash. The Austrian, that's important, underline that one. The Austrian School of Economics, of which Mises is the modern father, called such misallocations malinvestment and overconsumption. So that word malinvestment that Ludwig von Mises coined has been used widely by Ron Paul in his television presentations, his writings and things like that, as well as at the public gatherings of all of his supporters and enthusiasts. But that key there is malinvestment. Malinvestment, in turn, the author continues, ensures that the boom is doomed. Malinvestment, in turn, ensures that the boom is doomed. No better example has existed than the money that poured into obscure mortgage securities in 2006 and 2007. And they've definitely, all the money that poured into these obscure mortgages in 2006 and 2007 have definitely ensured that the real estate boom was doomed. But there was no Schumpeter and no famous Austrian school philosopher at Harvard at the time, but there was such a man in Ron Paul in Congress, and no one wanted to listen. Harvard is also short of scholars who focus on what is known as public choice theory. That concept, for which economist James Buchanan won the Nobel Memorial Prize, is wonderfully simple. The public choice concept. It says that while government agencies pretend to be virtuous and sophisticated, they are actually as primitive as crustaceans. Yeah, just as primitive. Why, you old crustacean? Government offices will do anything, including scavenging and cannibalizing, to survive or take away from the private sector. And, of course, that's what we just defeated right here on Tuesday by exercising our right to vote. Oh, people hate that when it works. That description fits creatures like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, a couple of crustaceans scavenging and cannibalizing the people. Public choice theorists would say that Bradley is right about rich and poor when it comes to an economic crisis on Wall Street. Bank creditors gained at the expense of shareholders in Detroit. Unions gained at the expense of pensioners who owned automakers' bonds. But the same theorist might also add that when government steps back, the country grows, and all the parties gain. All right? When government steps back, countries grow, and all parties gain. Inequality often coincides with strong growth. It did in the 1920s. In such periods, everyone tends to benefit. When inequality coincides with low growth, as now, it's more problematic because prospects for lower earners are dim. And boy, are they. Somebody please hand me a flashlight. Two responses are typical. One is to argue, as the protesters do, that inequality is causing the slowdown and must be reduced. The other is to say that the problem is growth, and accelerating it will obviate the pain of the inequality. Both the Austrians and proponents of public choice theory posit the latter. In other words, inequality is causing the growth, must be reduced. The other is to say the problem is growth, and accelerating it will obviate the pain of the inequality. Now, I don't understand what she means by that. I certainly don't think that the problem is growth, and I would wonder whether the Austrians and the Buchanans would say that it is, but Amity wrote it, and, well, she'll have to live and die by it. Looking closer, in a sailing Mankiw. Oh, please. This guy ought to just take a turn by the county courthouse and come up with a more convenient last name. The students also miss the mark. Intellectually, that's a reach, Mankiw does sit to the right of some of his predecessors, notably John Kenneth Galbraith, who popularized the interventionist principles of the economist John Maynard Keynes. But Keynes was a complex man. You know, go back to Bretton Woods 1, the creation of the International Monetary Fund, this notion that, and I use that in our advertisement, this specious notion that you could actually, a people could actually spend their way into prosperity. We know that doesn't work in your checkbook, and it doesn't work for the government checkbook either. But again, in a sailing Mankiw, Mankiw sits to the right of some of his predecessors, notably John Kenneth Galbraith, who popularized the interventionist principles of the economist John Maynard Keynes. But Keynes, a complex man who sometimes fought for intervention and other times defended free markets and trade. Mankiw hasn't thrown Keynes out the window, or under the bus, like a frisbee into Harvard Yard. He has merely updated him and presented him in the best light. But, of course, for those of us that were watching the presentations at George Soros's Bretton Woods 2 conference, George Soros was taking a look at John Maynard Keynes, and he was thinking, boy, isn't it time to institute a new line of thinking? I can think they all have figured out that the Harvard let them down, darling, and John Kenneth Galbraith didn't do us any favors. John Maynard Keynes was like poison on steroids. Look closely at the Harvard protest, and you find a problem opposite to the one alleged. EC-10, though still a Keynes-flavored, does feature intellectual varieties relative to the rest of Harvard's curriculum. The course's message of free markets and trade, less regulated prices, rings at odds with the ideology on offer in many Harvard courses labeled history, sociology, or government. So it's the scientific theory of history, that's Karl Mordecai Marx, sociology, Auguste Comte, and government, well, I doubt that it's John Locke. and in more, Schumpeter, Austrian economics and public choice theory in EC10, and at Harvard generally, and you'll be offering next year's freshman diversity worth of America's leading university. So, adding in more Schumpeter. So bring that, just dials right back in. This is a call or a plea to calm the protesters at Harvard. Adding in Schumpeter, that would add in the Tea Party, that would add in perhaps Stephen Forbes, that would add in, well, what can I say, the Koch brothers. South Sudan, everybody was following it. I certainly followed the story too, you know. The partition between the North and the South finally got their statehood. Well, honey, things are looking bad for South Sudan. This by Jared Ferry off of Bloomberg. South Sudan's army said 18 people died when a Sudan-backed militia attacked one of its military bases in the Upper Nile State and warned that the insurgents are planning assaults on oil-producing areas. The attackers were mercenaries, heavily armed by Khartoum. Colonel Philip Aguirre said today in an interview in Juba, South Sudan's capital. 5 South Sudanese soldiers, 13 rebels died in the fighting yesterday. And what's this all about? Oil. What did you think? Oil. But who's pumping the oil? China. Outrageous? I'd say so. South Sudan, which gained independence on July the 9th, let's see, here we are on November the 11th, assumed control of almost 75% of Sudan's daily production of 490,000 barrels of oil. Do you think that this was a Christian movement? Well, it was. You think they were worried about Muslims? Staying awake at night as the mullahs lean out of the minarets and chant? Nope, that's not it. It was oil, baby, just like Libya. Oil and water, natural resources. Anyway, South Sudan gained independence on July the 9th, assumed control of almost 75% of Sudan's daily production of 490,000 barrels of oil, pumped mainly by China's National Petroleum Corporation, Malaysia's Petroleum Nasional BHD, and India's Oil and Natural Gas Corporation. Sudanese Army spokesman Al-Sawami Khaled has repeatedly denied that President Omar al-Bashir's government in Khartoum is backing the rebels in South Sudan. South Sudan yesterday said 12 people died when the Yida refugee camp in its Unity State was bombed by forces from Sudan hours after President Salva Kiir accused the government in Khartoum of plotting to invade his oil-rich country. See how quickly we become possessors from July 9th to November 11th? Now it's daring to invade his oil-rich country. How about our oil-rich country? Oh, well, one king to the next, baby. You got a republic or you got a monarchy.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution conditioning quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, November the 11th, Veterans Day, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. This article off the Bloomberg as well, closing out our news basket. No sign of a U.S. slump as machine makers outperform. Well, it's kind of a info piece here. I think they're trying to sell stock shares. It looks like, well, it's not an initial public offering, but they're definitely banging the gong for the big business. Anna Louise Jackson and Anthony Feld writing this one collaboratively. Machinery stocks may outperform the market through the end of the year as new orders rebound, helping to defy concerns about another U.S. recession. Of course, the U.S. UK's top fund manager sees Europe in a recession. So it's, you know, the U.K., this is a different one. The U.K. may join Europe in a recession next year as the region's debt crisis weighs on growth. According to Neil Woodford, the manager of Britain's biggest equity fund, which is on course for its best year in a decade. So, over in the UK, top fund manager sees Europe in a recession, and here we say no sign of a U.S. slump as the machine makers outperform. That's right, folks. Nothing to look at here. America is just doing fine. American manufacturers booked $32.6 billion in new orders for machinery equipment in September, and that's a good thing. In the face of the trillions of dollars in debt, that's a good thing. The most since July of 2008. According to data from the Census Bureau released October the 26th, Standard & Poor's Supercomposite Machinery Index, and it goes on a list a bunch, has gained 26% since October the 3rd, while the S&P has risen 13%. So that's not too bad. Pretty good gain. Anyway, quote, there's skepticism about the industrial economy and machinery stocks, but robust activity suggests the risk of a double-dip recession is less likely. Less likely. Not impossible. Not out of the question. Just less likely, said Stephen Volkman, a New York-based analyst at Jefferies & Company. The sector may continue to rally through December. Emphasize May. As it has tended to outperform from November through year-end during the past decade, he added. There's no evidence of a collapse in North American manufacturing as shipments are still growing, said Ann Dwignan, as she snorted more cocaine or something, a New York-based analyst at J.P. Morgan Chase. Well, now you know why she said that. She's paid to say things like that. And the total for September was $31.1 billion worth of machinery equipment, up 13% from a year ago, Census Bureau data shows. Well, the Census Bureau gets a lot of data, don't they? Companies are still, I thought they were supposed to keep track of how many people there are in this country for the purpose of reapportionment and selecting our representatives for Congress. Companies are still reporting modest growth with no wholesale change in demand. Boy, I must have been sleeping for the last 3 years. That's not the way the news has been reporting it. That's not what EconoDay has been saying. But by golly, that's what they're saying this morning. So cheer up, America. Rising outlook? Parker Hannifin Corporation, based in Cleveland, increased its fiscal 2012 outlook for industrial North American segment revenue growth to about 8.3% from about 6.2% as orders reaccelerated during the period ended September the 30th, said Dwegan, who maintains a neutral rating on the stocks. Neutral rating. He's undecided. Unexpectedly, unconcerned. The motion and control technology makers' orders from the region grew 16% with a year ago, following an 11% rise the previous quarter. So I guess if you go out and look at specific companies, one here, one there, one here, you could say that there's a lot of activity and everything is still very positive. That's what he said.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So as we mentioned in the previous hour and in the last segment, you know, they're talking about things being on the uptick here. Anyway, Caterpillar, based in Peoria, Illinois, reported third quarter revenue profits, and John Deere is doing really good. So I guess as we go ahead and bulldoze down all of the rural America and the John Deere tractors come in with double bottom plows and discs, we could just rewild all of America and give it back to the Buffaloes, I guess, and the Comanche. And the rest of us, well, those of us that survive the story that's told on what do they call those things? Oh, it matters little. Anyway, those of us that survived the population reduction agenda, the Georgia Guidestones, what I was grabbing for there, those of us that survived that population reduction, why, we'll all just be in stack 'em and pack 'em places. Someplace high up in the mountains so that we're well away from water, you know, so that we have to beg for every drop that we drink. Well, you know, today is Veterans Day, and some years ago I put this together. I got a lot of very encouraging and supportive email in regards to our little Halloween presentation, so I'm going to visit this one again. I put this out November the 11th of 2005 on the AmericanExpose.com webcast, heard over the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, and also on First Amendment Radio. All right? And it went along this line. Let's begin an inquiry into the origin of Veterans Day. Veterans Day commemorates the courage and the patriotism of all the men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces. It's celebrated on November the 11th. Other countries, such as Great Britain, France, celebrate November the 11th as Armistice Day to commemorate the end of World War I on November the 11th of 1918. Canada observes Remembrance Day on November the 11th, and we'll see that as well. Veterans Day celebrations in the United States include parades and speeches. Special services are held at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers in Arlington, Virginia. Don't anticipate Barry the Usurper to interrupt his busy schedule, though, for that. In 1919, President Woodrow Wilson, making the world safe for democracy, proclaimed November the 11th as Armistice Day to remind Americans of the tragedies of the wars that he brought us into, I added. A law adopted in 1938 made the day a federal holiday. You could also say a feral holiday. In 1954, Congress changed the name to Veterans Day to honor all United States veterans. And that comes from the World Book Encyclopedia in 1968. Veterans organizations include former members of a nation's armed services. They limit membership to veterans who served during a particular war or military campaign. Or they may only accept veterans who fought overseas or were disabled. Large veterans organizations have developed in such countries as France, Great Britain, Germany, and the United States. Veterans organizations have been chiefly patriotic and social in purpose. They try to develop the comradeship formed during war and to support the laws and governments of the nation. They also provide care for widows and children of deceased veterans. Veterans organizations conduct memorial services and take care of the graves of deceased veterans. These groups usually have great political influence because of their large membership, kind of like the Teamsters today. They use this power to obtain legislation that will benefit veterans, such as pensions, education, and care for the disabled veteran. In the United States, the Society of Cincinnati was the first veterans organizations. Major General Henry Knox suggested that officers of the Continental Army should organize a society of veterans who fought in the Revolutionary War, or we could say the War for Independence. The Society of Cincinnati began operating in 1783 with George Washington as its first president. I must say, and I probably say it in this talk anyway, that Henry St. Simon was awarded the Order of Cincinnatus from George Washington, by the way. The veterans organizations formed after the War of 1812 and the Mexican War were not large. After the Civil War, with its large armies, powerful veteran organizations came into existence. The Grand Army of the Republic, the GAR, an organization of veterans of the Union Army, began its work in 1866. It had enough influence to control the Republican Party for almost 40 years. The Radical Red Republican Party, run by the Grand Army of the Republic, the Grand Old Party, Grand Old Party, GOP, GAR, the Grand Army of the Republic. All right. It reached the highest membership in 1890. The support of the GAR often meant the difference between victory and defeat for candidates in the North. The United Confederate Veterans held a similar position in the South. Attempts to organize the veterans of foreign military campaigns began in the late 1890s. The United Spanish War Veterans, founded in 1898, included men who fought the Spanish-American War. Three groups of veterans of foreign wars joined together in 1913 to form the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and those are the VFW halls all across America. In 1919, following World War I, men who fought in France formed a veterans organization called the American Legion. The Disabled American Veterans was established in 1920. Okay. After World War II, veterans formed new organizations. The American Veterans of World War II and Korea, the AMVETS, was founded in 1944. It has a membership of about 125,000. The American Veterans Committee, the AVC, began in 1944, and its membership is about 25,000. not out of the American World Book Encyclopedia as well, 1968. Cincinnati, the Society of, is the oldest military organization in the United States. Again, just kind of going around a little bit here, a little bit there. Officers of the Continental Army founded it in 1783. George Washington served as his first president. The name Cincinnati comes from the Roman ruler Lucius Quintius Cincinnatus. The city of Cincinnati, Ohio, was named for that society, and the organization restricts membership to male descendants of commissioned officers in the regular forces of the Continental Army or Navy. The Regiment of Touraine was ordered to construct a battery threatening the enemy, the English enemy, ships which hovered on the James River to distract Cornwallis's attention from the menace on the other flank. Claude Henry de St. Simon, it should be Claude Henry de Rouvroy St. Simon, in command of the cannoneers, directed the transportation of the siege guns, which had to be dragged through swamp lands before operations could begin. The French quartermaster, Blanchard, has mentioned Henry St. Simon briefly in his account of the actual Battle of Yorktown. In the course of inspection, Blanchard entered a trench where a battery of mortars had been set in a position to fire on the enemy redoubt. In this trench, here's a quote, I met M. D. Saint-Simon, who commanded it. I had occasion to write a very firm letter to him a few days before. We exchanged amicable explanations. A few enemy deserters came to us and told us that our fire had greatly inconvenienced the English. And, of course, throughout all of the rest of Saint-Simon's life, he always thought that it was his battery of French mortars that turned the war in favor at Yorktown. Nothing else of note is of report of St. Simon's conduct at Yorktown. After some confusion, Claude Henry D. Rouvroy St. Simon was belatedly elected to the Society of Cincinnati in recognition of his services in the war for American independence. He was the last French officer to be accorded that distinction. The entire length of St. Simon's much-vaunted American sojourn was 2 months. Amazing how people hang their hat on things, you know, throughout his entire life. Adolf Hitler wore his little iron cross, too. We'll be right back. Your calls are welcome.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold.
Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And it is 11-11-11. It is November 11th. It is Veterans Day, and your calls are certainly welcome. And let's go down to Mark in Texas and say good morning, Mark.
Morning, William. I feel kind of guilty because you went on to another subject now. I hope you don't mind.
You go anywhere you want to go. It's Friday.
Oh, I want to go back to the growth situation that presents itself right now.
Okay.
You know, if a city is challenged with providing services, you know, to like 15,000 existing housing units that it has operating within its city.
Yes.
How can adding another 5,000 additional housing units, let's call them Happy Valley Estates, okay?
So
I love these names that come up with anymore, but anyway, that's beside the point. Let's say they add another 5,000 to the existing 15,000. Is that going to eliminate any of their budgetary problems? Or is it just going to exacerbate it proportionately?
Well, it'll depend on where the source of revenues come from. If it's coming from federal sources to subsidize the houses, it would be a way of robbing from the producers that yet remain in this country and subsidize housing there. If these are all Section 8 houses and things like that, it would be a way that they could come in and, as I mentioned, you know, like they're doing up in Detroit, just bulldoze on down all of the houses and then put them up to sale. It's another way of getting people out of their old housing and letting the real estate vultures, we read that article earlier in the week, come in, where now there's a big business going on right now in rehabbing and bringing up to the 4-star energy standards and smart meter technology the old housing. So there's a lot of drywall being ripped out, a lot of new wiring being put in, new insulation and weather stripping and new flooring and things like that, new windows. So there's quite a business that's starting to develop on the side. So is there any profitability at all in pulling people that are out of work, unemployed, foreclosed out of their homes, and putting them in Section 8 housing? It could be. It could be a way out of that thing. But at the other side of the coin is if they're looking at financing that off of sales tax revenues or existing property tax revenues, I would have to be steadfastly opposed to any such move. And overall, I have absolutely zero interest in Section 8 housing or housing projects because typically and historically, anytime you have communal ownership, anytime you have corporate ownership or social ownership of lands, unless the people actually have an ownership interest, it goes the way of Watts, darling. I mean, people poop in the hallways. They never take out the trash, the busted windows, the whole nine yards. All you had to do was walk through that settlement one time to understand that the socialist housing model doesn't work.
Well, you remember there for a while they weren't kicking folks out of the houses because the supposed owners of the house, the banksters, didn't want the houses to have the windows kicked in and whatnot.
Yep.
And I think that's why we're seeing an uptick in foreclosures is because the government has gave the banks a way out. What they do is kick these folks out, foreclose on it, and guess what those houses are going to turn into? Your Section 8 houses.
Yeah, they'll either go Section 8 FHA approved, or they may very well just be reverted to open space, and they could take out an entire, let's say an entire block or an entire subdivision, just bulldoze it all down, bring in the John Deere tractors, and plant it to grass. And it's a lot less of a nightmare to deal with another park in town than it is all those empty houses.
Well, you know, when they start to build Happy Valley Estates, you know, you get some slick contractor to come in there. And then, of course, the guy that owns the property, he's pressuring the local city council because he wants to sell it, especially at a bubble price. But then you got all the folks that are existing in that town that already live there. They get to pay for the new substations, for fire, police, all the extra pumping stations if necessary, all the sewer lines. You know, and if they build all these houses, William, and everybody moves out because they can't afford it, guess who's stuck holding the bag?
Well, we're still on the hook for all the underlying mortgages. If you've been following this Klamath River catastrophe that's shaping up where they want to knock out the dams up along there, and we're going to do more with that, Defend Rural America, next week. But one of the things that I'm hearing from the people that are impacted there is that they have the desire to use eminent domain to get the people out and away from those watersheds. And what they're doing, Mark, and this is really something else, they're using an appraisal that only values the land value and not any of the improvements, and then they're using the land value not as irrigated or lands, but as a post irrigated property. So they're offering people absolutely nothing for their land, but it gives you a window of where they want to go. What they want to do is they want to move all of the people out of that Klamath watershed and get them off to San Francisco or someplace else in a sustainable apartment building. But I can see all across America, as all the foreclosed homes come piling on now that they've cut the deal with Bank of America and others, I can see all of these houses coming onto the marketplace, and many of them, especially in low to middle interest property areas,
right,
like a small town that doesn't really have a viable business. I can see them just bulldozing it all down. I don't know whether you remember, Mark, but from my reading of Das Kapital, he relates the story about the rewilding of the Scottish Highlands. And then if we look and see what Joseph Stalin did in the Ukraine, they did much the same. They just came in and wiped it all out. You could go back later if you grew up to some place and try and find your town, and not even the roads into the area would be there. They just, you know, farmed it all out. They just put it all out and put it to grass.
Well, it looks like the folks that want the rural citizens off their property, you know, they have so many cards they could pull from. William, they could flood you out by blowing up a dam.
Yep.
That's one way to get rid of you. Or they could code enforcement you out of there.
Yep.
Or they could just, you know, EPA you out of there.
Or they can drought you out, or they can burn you out with a grass fire, a wildfire, or a forest fire. They could, you know, basically get you out with an earthquake. They could get you out with radiation contamination. Yeah, the toolbox is big these days.
Or live downstream of a hog farm that was given permission to be there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just go ahead and run.
How many different?
Go run a pipeline through the Ogallala Aquifer and contaminate the water. Great.
Yeah, that aquifer, that's something else. People ought to really look into that.
Well, isn't it
like connecting eight states or something? It's huge.
It's huge. And, I mean, the aquifer under most of the western Missouri, that got sold off. I think it's RWG that controls that. So every drop of water that we're paying for, there's a subsidy laying back in the background that's going to an offshore transnational. And this is the way it's going to go forward. I brought that out from the Green Cross Optimist, Mikhail Gorbachev's group, where Maastricht was writing, you know, water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink, and in the future it's going to be blue gold. Just what Libya needed was blue gold.
God bless you, brother. Hey, have a good weekend. It ought to be at least a pretty one, if nothing else.
Thanks so much.
Hey, do you hear any more about them folks up in Alaska?
Which ones?
Have you been keeping up with
the ones in Fairbanks?
Where that storm come through just this last week.
No, I didn't. I didn't even hear about it. You know, Bloomberg doesn't report the weather, and so that's usually where I go to get my news, and I don't hear about 99% of the things that are happening.
They call it a storm. It was a storm accounting is what they labeled it as. And, I mean, this was just a massive storm that hit Alaska.
Storm McCain, are you talking about southeast? Are you talking about the panhandle, or are you talking about inland?
I think it was toward the southeast. But it was... I can't give you the exact location.
I'll check it out.
I'm real sorry about that. Thanks a lot, William. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, bud. Have a good weekend. All right. Let's go now to Jason, 10K Puddles from the chat room, and say good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Will. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, hold on right there. Sorry, I wasn't watching the clock. We're right on top of the break. I'll bring you up right after these words from our sponsor.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And if you'd like to call in on this Veterans Day, November the 11th, 2011 broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do so. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. And let's go back to Jason, got caught by the break. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Will, how are you doing? I just want to call in today because I've been hearing the last couple of days about a lot of things surrounding Veterans Day. And the key propaganda piece that I keep hearing is the veterans self or sacrificing themselves. And it really hurts me and it disgusts me that, you know, they're pushing this agenda for people to sacrifice themselves, especially when I start reading a philosophy and history and learning that, you know, taking care of oneself is a huge thing, and it's very important in life to take care of yourself.
That's
and
perfect.
Aristotle very much talked about this.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I find it atrocious myself. The whole idea is really it's gone the wrong way because we understand, Jason, that we are put up on the altar of sacrifice. You know, we're asked to be part of a live burning sacrifice. We're asked to commit our lives, our liberties, and our fortunes. And yet the gangster bums that are running the house, they're the ones that, you know, they succeed and they prosper on both sides of every war. What we don't find anymore is a situation where if you were going to call the arm out, ever since Lincoln, you know, Lincoln didn't ride at the head of the forces, but ever since Washington, you know, if you're going to call out the army, you know, you ride at the front. You know, you're up there right with them. And that goes all the way back through antiquity, all the way back to the time of Darius. You know, anybody that wanted to call out an army, you rode in the front. You swung the sword. And if you didn't, you know, you had very, very, very few people that would follow you into battle.
Yes, and a lot of the, you know, communitarianism and the whole communist thought and utilitarianism, it's all along those lines of you sacrificing yourself so that somebody else may have or live a good life. But those that actually benefit from it appear to be very small and far few between.
And you have to ask yourself, Jason, you know, because we get this drill all the time, you know, our freedom is blood won. You know, our law and our rights are blood won. Well, yes, they are technically. There was the war for independence. That's the truth. But most everything that has transpired since then has not been for freedom, and it has not been for rights. It has not been for the protection of our borders. It has been wars of foreign aggression, and that our founders, George Washington specifically, warned against. Shoo the foreign entanglements, and you know, be friends with everybody and enemies with none.
Correct. And I think, you know, moving forward, you know, to pull yourself out of the slavery and the claptrap, you know, you don't have to sacrifice yourself. All you have to do is stand up for yourself, educate yourself, feed yourself, clothe yourself, house yourself, and, you know, take care of yourself. And then all other things, I think, fall into place.
Well,
that's all I had for today, Will.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Jason. I really appreciate your call, and I share your sentiments precisely because we have a group of people that are working still up in Joplin, folks. Up in Joplin, remember, I reported on it when the tornado came through, and it wiped out a lot, killed over 100 people, wiped out lots of homes. But they had the Habitat for Humanity and a gob and a bunch of other volunteers from the churches, from the communities, not FEMA, turned out, and they built 10 houses in 10 days, just as kind of a thing, 10 for 10. And they did it. They finished 10 houses in 10 days. And I was reading a story last night on the Monet Times where some of the guys that had gone up there, they got there before light, and they worked until long after dark. They worked hard, all of them working together, sometimes 50, 60, 70, 100 people working on a house at a time, and they just knocked these things out. That kind of goes back to the days when we settled this land, and we would have a barn raising. You know, somebody, their wagon, their Conestoga rolls into town, and they go out, and they look around, and they find a place, and they say, hey, there's a nice little creek over here, nice fertile little bottom. I think, honey, this looks good to me. How does it look to you? It looks good, and the kids like it. So they say, all right, this is going to be home. So the folks would come out from town, and they would raise a barn. They called it a barn raising. They bring out the food. They bring all the stuff. And in a couple of days, they would timber frame up and close in a barn. They didn't build the people's, you know, Casa Grande or anything like that. They built the barn. That way you can get the wagon in. You can get your stock and children, your wife in, your tools out of the weather. And then you're on your own, you know, from that on. But there was always the caveat that we build this barn for you, brother. But when it comes to somebody else, we're going to expect to see you, your hammers and your saws and your day out there to help the next guy. So we've forgotten all about self-reliance. We've forgotten all about the laws of nature and nature's God. We've forgotten all of that. And now we just turn to Uncle Suck. But unfortunately, from the standpoint of sacrifice, this is one of the worst kinds of sacrifice when you have useless, needless, wasteless, or, you know, wasteful wars where we just go out and try and, you know, conquer the world for the Gipper. I'm totally opposed to that. And it pains me that so many young men and women have sacrificed themselves on that altar of globalism. But let's go up to New York and say good morning to Mike in New York. Good morning, Mike. Are you there?
Morning, Will. Yes, sorry.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Will. Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk, the last caller brought up, you know, we have to start taking care of ourselves. And that is 100% true. You know, a lot of the hosts here talk about different ways of, you know, getting prepared and starting to think about ways of changing their life, which are all great things. We also have to start, helping take care of others that are in need around in our family and our friends. And maybe, you know, spreading the information further and wider, like you're saying, become a vocal local. And I think that's also very important because, you know, we can change ourselves, but without truly making the step of putting the, change into action in different ways in your life, only through, by doing that, we can actually, really start to change this world around us.
Well, one of the things that I keep in my mind is, such as I have received freely, it's my responsibility to give freely. What I've been blessed with is my responsibility to bless others with. And so if I live a decent life, I need to help, you know, other people be able to fulfill their lives too, but not from the standpoint of enforcement. It's out of goodwill. It's out of the charity of your heart, the kindness of your spirit. And you've got, we need to not only, you know, do a renewal of our government. We need to realize that we are the government. You know, I was at a talk the other day at the unveiling of this big Ron Paul sign, the largest so far erected in 2012. But there, you know, I was chastising the people on the Occupy movements because they're going, you know, they are the 99%. And as I said on the broadcast, they're not the 99%, you know, not anywhere close. But we are the 1%. If you look at the numbers of the people in the listening on this morning to Internet Talk Radio and filling their mind with the clean, the pure, the powerful, the positive, the way forward, we are the 1%, not the 99%. The 99% are the ones, they're the parasites that we always have to deal with. They're the ones we have to protect. They're the ones that we have to clothe, you know, and so on and so forth. We're the 1%. And so was the founding fathers. They were the 1%. And they had a different vision for this country, and they embarked on that vision, right, wrong, or indifferent. And so this is what our forefathers have given us. This is our birthright. If we pee on our birthright, then we deserve to lose it. But if we can come in and look at ourselves and realize that we have been changed internally through all of this programming, and if we can bring ourselves up to a higher standard and then be that replacement set, be that change we're looking for, I think we can restore this constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, Mike. And it's absolutely right. It begins with you. It begins right where you are, as close in as you can work. And if you can talk with your family and help them, make sure that everybody out there understands where we're going, then I guess we could just let it be a ripple effect in the pond.
That's right. And I feel also that we are coming to a point where, you know, we have to start making, you know, better actions. And I think through the use of, you know, we're going to have to create our own technology that really innovates and changes the world. The Internet is a great platform for that. And I think by connecting, you know, we need to create the new computer in our own world and just, you know, right now distribute it and really take back some of our technology, like even our mining stuff. We can't even get to the actual raw materials to build the actual materials we need. We have to go to different countries to get it. And I feel we have to start changing all of that.
Well, you know, remember probably from your own readings or perhaps you've heard it elsewhere, but the after the patent office was up and running for a while, finally, the head of the patent office says, well, I guess we ought to just close the patent office down because I think we've invented everything that could be invented. You know, and that just didn't prove out to be too true, you know. Another one of these government agents, yeah. Don't have a clue. But this is exactly right. We're at a time right now, and the young people can look around. You know, I'm nearly 60. The young people can look around the world. They can know where they want to be in their lives, and they can be the innovators. They can be the Thomas Alva Edisons. You know, they can be the Marconis. They can be the Teslas. But they have to look inside themselves and say, where are the needs? How can I fill it? And if I can fill this need, then what would be the benefit that would gain to others? And instead of looking at how can I enrich myself, how can I serve others? Because it's been my experience in business, Mike, is that whenever I have really provided services to others, and if I always concentrate on providing good services at the least possible cost, the least possible inconvenience, that's when the money follows. But if you go out chasing money, you'll stay broke forever. Great call. We've got other callers lined up. Thanks for calling in this morning, Mike.
Thank you, Will.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And as we slide into the last segment of the last broadcast of this week on November the 11th, Veterans Day, your calls are certainly welcome at 866-841-1065. Let's go out to California and say good morning to our caller, Bill, in Southern California. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, good morning, Will, and thank you for taking my call. Okay, I was. Are you there?
Yep, questions or comments? You're on the air.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to put out this this thought. We're honoring veterans today, which is a good thing for the thing that they're trying to do. Especially some of the veterans that have been in there and have got out, which are most of the people that I know, and they are actually realizing just what's going on right now, and how they've been used and pawned, and not all are like that, you know. All are normal. I guess normal people that think that everything's just fine and dandy and it should remain this way. But you know, it's just kind of bizarre because the military industrial complex is like one of the largest employers in our country, and of course their boss, the government, is like, you know, between those two, I mean, I think they probably are the largest employer of people, and I'm not knocking that. I'm glad it's still working out that way, But my only question is how long can it keep working out that way? I mean, it just, it boggles my mind, and I'm sure of the minds of many other people, because if you ever watch that movie, Why We Fight, with one of our last greatest military generals that ever led our country, who was the white David Eisenhower, he warned us about the times we're living in, and when you take that into perspective, it's like how much longer can we go on this way?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't think we can go on any further. I mean, we're so deeply indebted now. We've loaned so much money into existence to try and support this, you know, foreign aggression process that we've been following for so long. And you're absolutely right. I stated back in 2005 on air that I believed at that time, from the things that I'd looked into, that it would be fair or safe to say that 7 or 8 out of every 10 people in this country derive all or a portion of their income from government sources, all right? And so all the way through my life, from the time of Ronnie Reagan forward, we have been going deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. This is following this Keynesian school of economics that says that we could actually spend our way to prosperity. And so you're right. We've got 130 bases or 30 countries that our bases are in, some 600-plus military bases around the world. We have a huge military in that regard. The big discussion always is the F-35, or should it be a Boeing tanker and things like that. The Boeing company doesn't pay any taxes. GE doesn't pay any taxes. But their stockholders do on their stock shares, just as Apple's stockholders pay on their shares as well. So there is this huge financial cycle going. And as far as, you know, I like Ike Dwight, you know, we've got to remember the firebombing of Nuremberg and Dresden in that as well, the open-air concentration camps there, the stalling of the military going into the what you could call, I guess, concentration or work camps, you know, and letting people up there die of typhus and things. So we don't have clean hands. And I think the rest of the world is just about sick and tired of us as well at this. I think we've completely outdone it. Now, let's go back to the individuals. One of the things that's different about right now, and I saw a YouTube clip that one of our listeners sent to me, and it was inside of one of these air-conditioned tents over in Iraq, where the servicemen were sitting there with laptops, and they were right on top of the daily research, and they were right on top of this, the understanding of the financial system, et cetera, Bill. And they were not at all pleased at what they had found themselves. Just like so many others, idealized, they go into service like that, thinking about themselves, thinking about, well, I could get the GI Bill, or I could get training, or I could come out and be an electrician, or I can come out and be a welder or whatever. But the other side of the coin is that they realize the hell of a cost that that really translates to. But this is not something that the guys in the trenches in World War One, when they had the gas wars going on, this is not something the guys in World War One realized. They came out of small-town America. They came off the farms all across the country. They came to the cities. They signed up, and they went and fought and died in the trenches. They weren't aware of the geopolitical landscape as well as we are today. And so I don't know, Bill, to be honest, how much longer this is going to go, but I have a feeling that it's not going to go much further. And I would be really surprised, disappointed, horribly disappointed, but I would be surprised if they're able to go forward with a war against Iran.
Well, I don't see how they could possibly do that, and unless they want to start World War III. And I mean, how else could you look at that? Because Russia and China and they're not happy with us picking on Iran. And I don't know, man. I just
Well, it is their hemisphere, and it is their resources that they're looking to protect, and you're absolutely right. The great Soviet bear and the China dragon is laying right there, and India is right there. A lot of the people in that area are sympathetic to Iran, not all of them, but I think the people on the street probably may have relations there, etc. I think it would be very, very bad idea if Hillary, Billary, and Nod tried to drag us into another war for Israel over there. I think it will end badly. But like I said, I would kind of be, I will, I hope to be surprised, that the public sentiment and the outrage and the outcry will be so much, and that the financial system is going to reveal itself to be so broken that they will not be able to do that. And if we can do that, then we'll have to deal with some more dictator changes, you know, from dictatorship to democracy. Gene Sharp, we're going to see some more heads, you know, rolling and little countries turning over. But I think if that trend continues and we don't go into a full-scale armed conflict with Iran, that we will narrowly avert, you know, like it very well could be World War IV or V or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to add also that we also got to remember that they talked about waking up the sleeping giant at after 9/11, and I'm thinking, I hope we don't wake up the real sleeping giant, which would be that 1 billion plus Muslims living all around the world if we decide to attack the Muslim world too much here, as far as the United States and us backing the Jewish nation.
Well, I can say that the Muslimmen showed their force a long, long time ago, and they showed the Western nations how easily they could, you know, form the pincer movement and move in. They always have the advantage of numbers, no doubt about that. We have a technological advantage, but they have tremendous wealth, and they have tremendous military, and we've been doing everything we can do to supply them with all of the latest toys. And so it will not end well for anybody that tries to bring down the Muslim. But I don't really think they are. I think that this whole thing about the Muslim Brotherhood is just, you know, another CIA agitation. What we're trying to do is gain complete control of all of the world's resources. And if they can do that without really disturbing the theologically minded and the passionate and ardent believers in Islam, they'll do that. But if not, we'll take the P.M. Barnum, Barnett, and we will just be the world cop, go in and devastate those people. And I just don't want to see it. I really don't want to see it. We've never had a time of peace in my life, and I would just assume we did.
Yeah, well, let's never hurt to say a few prayers to maybe this great spirit up there in the sky that we as a nation won't follow the same folly of many great nations before us, which would be to cause some major problem like that for the planet Earth.
Well, as I mentioned to the previous caller, Mike, you know, we really do need to look inside. We are the solution. And we're going to have to be that solution, and then we have to be that as a light, let's say, to other people. You know, if the light's shining in your eyes, sometimes it'll shine in someone else's heart. And until we start being that kind of people, well, we'll just get whatever we get. And I surely hope that it isn't World War IV, because that will be, it could easily spell the end of a great majority of mankind. But we're all out of time, Bill. I want to thank you for calling in. Good comments, great callers today, folks. I hope each and every one of you can take the minutes that are necessary, and if you have someone in your family that has served in the military, at least to give them the kindness of a call today. Have a great weekend.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.